greetings once again to everybody out there at TFMR. Hey, it is Friday, and I've got a special update for you that I think you're really going to want to hear. As you know, one of our primary advertisers and sponsors here at TFMR, and a company that we really support, is One Gold. And we've gotten to know them over the last year or so, and I just think it's great. And I know many of you have signed on to the One Gold platform and love it. Well, we've got some exciting news to announce regarding One Gold, and I also want to talk just about the markets in general. So we're bringing back in my friend Ken Lewis, who's not only the CEO of One Gold, he's also the CEO of Apmex, which, Ken, I mean, that aren't you about the largest online bullion dealer at this point?
Yeah, we think so. I mean, obviously, you know, anyone can claim whatever they want to claim nowadays. But, you know, Apmex has been in business for about 20 years, 1.5 million customers, over 10 billion sold. So we definitely are one of the largest in the world and really have built that business through great customer service and really listening to what our customers want out of us.
And we'll give everybody, you know, if you're learning about One Gold for the first time, we'll get to that in a second. But, I mean, I can't have a fish on the hook like Ken. I mean, we're talking about where the rubber meets the road here for retail physical demand. Ken, it's been a big year last year. You know, 2019, best annual gains for gold and silver really since 2010. How's your business been? What are you seeing at the retail level in terms of physical demand?
You know, I would tell you, I think the first three quarters of the year were a little healthier than the fourth quarter. I attribute that a little bit to, you know, metals have moved so much, as you know, and I think people are looking for, looking for equities to have a little more resistance than they've had. I think, obviously, you know, the events that's recently happened is bringing some more attention to gold and its prospects. But the first three quarters were definitely stronger than the fourth. You know, not always easy to put a finger on as to why. I think gold's definitely, I mean, look, I think gold moved $100 in the month of December alone on the upside. People tend to like to buy metals on a pullback or on a dip. But I think people are also starting to see, as we've seen here in early January, just the tenuous situation we have out there in the world and the safe haven, you know, traction, if you will, of precious metals. So the first part of this year, obviously for 7 days is very early, but has been very, very strong. And I expect, frankly, I think 2020 is going to be a good year for precious metals. I think the equities market has got to have some resistance at some point here. It's just crazy how they're trading. And the level of debt we've been growing here in this country, it's got to come to a head at some point here. But hard to predict, but definitely a little softer in the fourth quarter. Definitely a nice pickup here in the early part of January.
We've got to get you some central bank customers, Ken. I saw a thing last night. I don't know where the guy had sourced it, but after 651 metric tons, a record year going back to 1969 and 2018, somebody printed 668 metric tons was the total last year. We've got to get a few of them as customers, I think, for you.
Yeah, I agree. And look, it doesn't mean precious metal isn't popular right now as an investment. I think you're seeing more and more people become aware of it and its prospects and how it helps diversify a portfolio. I think really what we're seeing is some of our deep pocket customers, they tend to be you know, a little bit more pro equities right now, and frankly, you know, they may even skew a little bit Republican at times, and so we think, you know, with the election coming up and just some of the new events that are starting to pop, and frankly, at some point, equities will have some resistance. I think you'll start seeing physical demand start to pick up a little more so than it has. I think you probably saw, you know, the World Gold Council puts out some reporting on ETF inflows and outflows, World Bank demand and physical demand. And physical demand's definitely had some struggles over recent times, but I think those days are going to start to change here in the near future, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, you know, and you've probably seen, remember at the end of the year, you might have seen the pictures of the queues outside of the German bullion dealers.
I mean, where they
were lowering, you could only buy 2,000 euros a day with anonymously, and so they had those lines around the block. You know, the negative interest rates, you know, the currency weakness, all that stuff's not going away. And I think that's got to help demand you know, at the retail level all around the world.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, it's funny, we know some guys over in Germany, and he was telling me just the volumes they were doing was just unbelievable. And Germany's different, right? They had this law where anonymously you can come into a store and buy, and you don't have to really identify yourself. And that limit was 10,000. They were lowering it to 2 grand starting in 2020. And so all that demand was partly due to negative interest rates, partly due to the Brexit and other things. But the fact of the matter is just changing law in the country. And I don't know if people realize this, but I think Germany has the highest consumption of gold per GDP of any country in the world. Mm-hmm. I think it's something like 3 to 4 times as high as the U.S. So you change a government policy like that, oh my goodness, what it can do to stimulate demand of physical metal. Just unbelievable just to see that happen.
Yeah, I wonder if that's not coming to us at some point too. Be interesting to see. Hey, let's talk about One Gold for a second to give everybody a refresher in case they don't know. I was thrilled the first time I saw it, because I thought this is a real deal. I mean, obviously APMEX, one of, if not the largest online U.S. bullion dealer. Sprott, who is, you know, respected name, everybody knows on my site how much, you know, what I think of the Sprott folks. And then, yeah. I mean, it's real metal stored at the Royal Canadian Mint. So, I mean, this is legit deal. What else can you add to that just to kind of bring everybody up to speed?
Yeah, quick refresher. I mean, I think the idea, I mean, look, pool metal's been around for a while. We tried to do it a little differently here with having the Canadian government involved. We also have storage in the U.S., and in both cases, what we make sure people understand is you have title to the metal. We will not do a deal. Like, we're not going to go out and take a pooled account at J.P. Morgan where you have counterparty risk and no title. You have title. It is your metal. Has your name on it, if you will, in regards to any escalation or any events where you need to get that metal back or you need to get the dollars associated with that metal. And we thought that was important. And whether that be confirming the metals there at all time, having proper audits, leveraging blockchain in the case of the Canadian product, having outside third parties audit the inventory at all time. I mean, we do all the things that you would expect a company like APMEX to do, because we're trying to look out for the customers, but we're also trying to give them, you know, institutional pricing. We're trying to give them access to a common way of trading metal that banks have been doing for, you know, hundreds of years, and it's an opportunity for consumers to get in at a very low cost, but have all the protections that typically come with physical metal.
Well, yeah. And I was trying to explain this to my father-in-law over the holidays, which I would imagine, you know, anybody that's married, they know how, you know, that goes sometimes. I'm the dumbest guy in the room, right? The only smart thing I've ever done in his eyes, I'm sure, is marrying his daughter. I was trying to explain it because he's got some physical gold stored it with a vaulting company. And I said, look, if you're going to buy more, you really ought to use One Gold because of the liquidity. You can always get the physical metal. All you got to do is call them and they'll send it to you. But if you want some liquidity, you know, to be able to buy it and sell it, you know, very low margins and all that kind of stuff, there's no better way to do it. I mean, what am I missing, Ken? I mean, like I said, I think for that part of your portfolio, it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're onto something. I mean, I think physical buyers are physical buyers, and especially those who want it in their home, they're going to continue to be great customers of APMEX. But if you've ever thought about owning metal where it's stored at a third party or potentially even going to an ETF route, I think a product like One Gold really gives you the best of all worlds. It gives you the ability to do 24/7 trading. It gives you very tight spreads. It gives you the ability to take physical inventory. It gives you the ability, which we think is really a big difference out in the market, is it gives you the ability to link your bank account so you can move money back and forth between your bank account and your One Gold account. So it's very clean in that regard. I think it's, you know, tight spreads, really low cost of entry, very easy user interface to be able to transact. I think these are all huge wins for consumers. And frankly, you know, for those who want to buy physical in their home, I'm here to take care of you on the APMEX side. So you have no worries there. And but if you're very comfortable with ETFs or having someone else hold your metal for you, I really would encourage you to just take a look at One Gold and you know, you do have Atmex and Sprott behind it, so you have proven players. There's a lot of companies popping up here and there trying to do things around the world, and the reality is I look at the company leadership, I look at their history, and you just don't have that confidence that would come with an Amex and a Sprott being behind a product.
Yeah. Okay, so to that end, and I guess the one main thing we wanted to cover here today, I mean, I've described this, we've talked in the past about how similar One Gold feels to like the Coinbase interface for Bitcoin, and how easy that was. You know, hey, you link it to your bank account, you buy a little Bitcoin, you sell a little Bitcoin, you move the money back and forth. I mean, and it's beautiful. You've now got an app for One Gold that, I mean, I just think kind of completes the circle in that regard. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're super proud. This thing took us about 6 months to build, and anyone who's ever built websites or apps knows that it's a completely different code base than what we use for our desktop application. So it's a really big undertaking. But what I can tell consumers is, you know, the app is so intuitive and easy to use. It does things that even the desktop doesn't do today, and it's all readily available right there on your phone. You know, being the guy behind it, we've used it a lot. And I literally timed myself yesterday. I'm using my facial recognition, which comes with apps, obviously. I wanted to buy a little bit more silver. I was able to actually do that transaction from opening up the app to actually placing my order in 15 seconds. You know, you can't get it much easier than that. And then the app brings new capabilities that we're real proud of, things like looking at the trending of the value of your asset portfolio. The spot price page for an app, best I've ever seen in the market. Really nice. You can drag your finger over it, see the different prices of the spot at different times. It's really, really simple to use. It has market news on it, so you can go out and look at current news in the market, all readily available. But probably most importantly is it shows you what you own. It shows you what your change in value is on that investment. And it does it in a really clean, really, really nice, clean user experience.
And can you link, I would imagine, you know, your bank account if you want, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, you can still do that.
Mm-hmm. You'll take Bitcoin as well, right?
We do. Actually, we're real proud, and I will tell people, you'll see this come out next week. BitPay, the largest digital wallet for cryptocurrencies in the world, has partnered with us, and they're actually going to announce it to their 2 million customers that they can go onto the One Gold, and there'll be no fees for any of the cryptos offered by BitPay, which I think they offer either 6 or 7 different cryptos. They used to be only Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Now they're offering, I think, Ethereum and some others, and you're going to be able to actually use your crypto, go on and buy digital gold and have no fees associated with the use of the crypto, which I think is a big step forward. And we appreciate the partnership with BitPay. And I think you're going to start seeing the merging of the lines a little bit more where, you know, a lot of crypto buyers like to go out and convert that into physical metal. We see that on the Amex side. Well, now giving the ability to do that in a digital metal in a phone environment, which you're used to with products like Coinbase, I think you're going to see big adoption there. We're excited about it.
Ken, are you offended at all if I use the term no-brainer?
Well, you know, one of the things I'll tell you too, it's really neat, Craig, and you've been a good customer. I know you have an account with us, and we think this is also going to help people share the news, right? So within the app, there's actually a way to get referral bonuses where you can go in, you can pick your contacts, just like texting on your phone. You're able to make others aware of this, and you get $5 for every customer that we generate through your referral. And by using the phone, it makes it so easy to do because all the contacts are right there on your phone. Yeah. We think that's another thing I want to highlight for those looking to make a little bit of money who believe in the product. I think you'll also find that we want to reward you for that. And as a reminder of your listeners, we give you $5 in free gold just to try the product. So if you want to go out and do some trades right there on your phone and learn how it works, you're going to be able to do that, and we give you the $5 to give it a run, and I think you'll find that you're going to like the experience, and you'll be able to take, you know, action on a moment's notice whenever you need to.
And you go to the App Store, you know, iPhone, Android, all this stuff, right?
You got it. Yeah, we have it on both, Android and the App Store. We've got both platforms covered, and And you know, look, I'll give you a little vision here while I got the audience. You know, our hope is to take, you know, products like the phone and start to incorporate it more and more into, you know, the way people, you know, live their daily lives. And the best example I can give you, we talked before about a debit card concept. I will tell your listeners, we've switched gears a little bit. We actually think a better approach is to give you gold as a reward on a credit card. And so imagine an environment where you're on your phone and you went out and you bought, you know, $100 in groceries, and up on your phone pops that you just earned a dollar in gold as a part of you spending the $100 in groceries. And in integrating that experience into the app environment is something you can definitely do, and we're looking forward to doing that in the future. So between that and being able to borrow against your asset positions, or heck, maybe you want to put metal in Switzerland or London, we're working on those as well. So there's going to be all these capabilities coming in an app environment that just doesn't exist. I don't believe it exists in the market today. I don't know of any app that can do what we're already going to offer, and our vision, I think it's going to be best in class.
Brilliant, Ken. It's just fantastic. Let's wrap this up by kind of going back to the beginning.
Sure.
Every ounce of gold or silver is allocated.
Yes.
It's out of the bank's hands, right?
Yes.
I mean, we are working, you know, our plan here. We are getting gold away from the banks. We are stressing that digital derivative pricing scheme, taking
Correct.
Power away from them, getting power back to everybody else, get actual fair pricing eventually. This is all mm-hmm. part of it. This is real gold, fully allocated in your name, held at the Royal Canadian Mint. You can get it anytime. But in the meantime, it's on a digital mm-hmm. platform and mm-hmm. easy access to trade whatever.
Yeah, it's 100% always there, confirmed. Matter of fact, we recently had one of our customers ask for a copy of the insurance agreement to show they're covered. We have no problem sharing those kind of things if people want to see it. You're protected. And look, our reputation's too important to us to put a product into the market that wouldn't protect consumers. It just wouldn't be something we would do. Go to our FAQ section. We are very transparent, Craig. We always have been. You've got any questions, you'll be able to get those answered. We have a chat capability. You can also go out and send emails to us. If you don't have a response very quickly, you know, feel free to escalate it to me. I can assure you we take customer service important. And I think you'll find we're transparent. We answer all the tough questions, always have. And consumers should not have to worry about protection. What they need to worry about is, you know, when to buy gold, when to sell gold, how much to own, you know, how to get the most out of it. And leave the rest to us. You should be protected at all times.
Ken, anything else? Did I miss anything?
No, I mean, I appreciate the time of your listeners. I will tell you, TFMR has been fantastic for us. We have many customers come from this platform, and some of our better customers are your listeners, and we do appreciate that. I do find that TFMR listeners tend to be a little more knowledgeable and definitely ask some of the tough questions, which we really do appreciate. It helps make us better, Craig, and that's our intent. You know, if anyone has ideas out there, anyone who's a customer of ours probably knows we do constant surveys, where we're always looking for the next thing that we want to bring to market that they want. And we do appreciate the partnership, and feel free, anyone can reach out at any time. We're here to help them. And, you know, happy trading to everybody, and want to wish everyone a great 2020. And let's all hope that metals perform as well as he did in 19 and 2020.
Let's do it, Ken. Hey, thank you, man. I really appreciate all you're doing is just great. Again, of my full endorsement for whatever that's worth of the platform. I just think it's terrific. And yeah, let's have a great year, and let's speak again soon.
All right, take care, man.
All right, from all of us at TFMR, thank you for listening, and please check out onegold.com.